from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We've got a lot of cloud cover out there for us right now, but we're going to go over if we have any sunshine in the forecast and a look at our New Year's holiday coming up.
A man accused of stabbing a woman and then trying to escape on a train is due in court later today. Coming up, what we found out about this investigation.
From the manufacturing line in Vietnam to the streets of North Carolina, VinFast electric cars officially go on sale in Cary today. How exciting is that? Right here, the first shop and the first cars headed out on the roads from right there. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us on this Thursday.
And I'm Ken Smith. And we've been reporting on VinFast from day one.
Right.
So this is an exciting day. We've also been reporting on how the weather's been cloudy all morning. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner.
Yeah, she's off.
That's okay.
He's taller.
She's been looking, though.
Yeah, she's been looking.
Welcome, Anthony.
I'm trying at least bring, some of her tendencies. Yeah, and she's off enjoying the holiday out there. Good morning to all of you. Let's head outside. It is a cloudy start for us, but as far as the chill in the air, if you will, it does not feel too bad right now. We have temperatures mainly in the 50s, and I'll show you that here in just a second. A live look, our RDU camera looking good right there. We see just a couple of those cars in the distance. We've seen some planes flying on out, and they should be good to go right now. 54 is where we currently sit. Raleigh, Durham, 57, Rocky Mount, 53 in Goldsboro. We're at 50 currently in Clinton. We see temperatures continue to warm for us today, right about 60 this afternoon. If you're out and about later on this evening, something like that, we'll be at 51, 53 at 6 o'clock there this evening. Traveling today here across the area and across the country, here's what we're looking at. We're looking good back to the west, but especially across Chicago and New England, there could be some issues. 42 there in Chicago, so it's going to be a chilly rainfall that you potentially could be flying into, and some fog there, Washington, D.C. at 58. We'll take a look, though, at the rest of our forecast, Brett, here coming up in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Anthony. And just like Anthony's not Elizabeth, I am not Brian Trader. I'm Brett Neese in for Brian this morning. He has some time off, much deserved, this time of the year. Take a look at traffic. We are delay-free all across the coming into the Raleigh area, not seeing any major slowdowns this morning right now. We know that could change later this afternoon, especially with the holiday rush coming back home from Christmas and other holiday gatherings. Over in the Durham area, delay-free as well. All across the board, not really seeing anything into the Durham area. Normally, we see some slowdowns on the Durham Freeway this time of morning, not seeing that. Back over south of Raleigh, I-40 at Rock Quarry Road, free-flowing in both directions. Smooth sailing out there right now, Ken and Jeff.
But thanks. A man accused of stabbing a woman multiple times and then trying to escape on a train. Well, he's expected in court. Police arrested this man, James Hunt, at Raleigh's Union Station last night. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey live outside the Wake County Courthouse this morning. Kelsey, this was such an interesting story. You've got a six-hour manhunt. Walk us through what happened.
Ken, this is just quite the story. So a man stabbed a woman, and then that woman's niece was looking for the guy who she believed did it, and that man was trying to escape at a train station. That's what an Union Station employee says happened yesterday, and that man, the suspect, James Hunt, is set to appear in court later today. Hunt was arrested at Union Station last night. Police searched for him for almost 6 hours. Police responded to a stabbing on Millbrook Road around 1 o'clock yesterday. A woman was there suffering from serious injuries. Union Station is just 8 miles away from there, and that's when Shayna Christopher comes in. She says she was directing traffic at Union Station when something out of the ordinary happened. A woman was pleading for help to stop a train. She told Christopher a man on board stabbed her aunt multiple times.
I took off running up through here and alerted the train guys back there that, you know, ping and radio out there. And that's when they stopped it. And I brought her up there and she gave the name and everything like that. And they radioed it and stopped the train. Then the cops come flying in.
And we're working to confirm that victim's name and get an update on her condition. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Cary police, meantime, say a man was shot at after he followed a suspected car thief last night. It happened on Larned Loop. That's where police say individuals were seen going through several cars. A neighbor saw them and followed that group in his car to the intersection of Sing Lane and Cary Parkway. When the group realized they were being followed, they shot at that person and then drove off. Nobody was hurt. No arrests have been made, though, and police are investigating this morning.
Well, today's expected to be the busiest day on the roads as people head home for their holiday destinations. People are also traveling to get to their New Year's Eve celebrations as well. The best time to hit the road will be before lunchtime or after 8 p.m. Now, the worst time to travel will be in that 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. window, so get out early if you can. For those of you driving for the holidays, things are looking good if you need to fill up your gas tank. An update from AAA around 3 this morning shows the average price for a gallon of gas in North Carolina today, $2.97. That's 7 cents less than a month ago. Nationally, that average is $3.12.
And if you plan to fly today, you'll want to check to see if your flight is on time. This is a live look out at RDU International Airport right now, as RDU has 6 delays on the board. No cancellations, though. It has been a busy week so far at the airport with those delays stacking up every day, so we're keeping an eye on it for you. After ice and blizzards hit the central part of the U.S. this week, we are expecting more travel trouble today coming out of the east because that system is moving east after slamming the plains with a winter blast. Crews are still working to restore power in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. Some people there may not have their power on until this weekend. Colorado is also getting hit with winter weather, making the road travel there dangerous.
A suspect is in custody after an altercation led to a deadly shooting in Orange County. This all happened on Ferguson Road Wednesday afternoon. A caller reported shooting a man after an altercation. 54-year-old Darren Downey has been charged with second-degree murder. Deputies say Downey and the victim knew each other. Downey is currently being held in the Orange County Detention Center without bond.
VinFast's electric cars have made their way from Vietnam to Cary. Right now, Leith VinFast has vehicles in its lot, and today they will go on sale. The dealership is the first in the state to sell VinFast vehicles and the first non-factory-owned dealership in the entire country. Right now, they have two models of the VF8, an Echo model and a Plus model. The major VinFast manufacturing plant in Chatham County we've been talking about is expected to produce 150,000 vehicles each year when it's completed in 2025. This dealership will also offer any repairs, maintenance, or parts needed for VinFast vehicles.
Well, today we'll get a better idea of how many RSV, flu, and COVID cases we have in the state after Thanksgiving. We did see an increase in cases, but it was nowhere near how many people were sick this time last year. Well, the state's latest numbers on RSV, flu, and COVID will be released around noon today. WREL will be breaking down the data on air and online.
A couple in Raleigh is cleaning up after this. Their ceiling collapsed on Christmas morning. You can see the insulation and ceiling tiles that fell onto the floor there. Jonas and Alicia Welcher live at the Grove Apartments off Gorman Street. The Welchers say they contacted property management about a leak in the roof a couple of different times, and they feared this was going to happen.
Insulation and sheetrock and water everywhere. It was a mess. Bath rugs, bath towels, floor mats, everything was destroyed, trash can. I mean, it looked like an explosion, like a bomb went off.
And the Welchers say they are worried more of that ceiling will collapse. WRL has reached out to the Grove several times for comment, but have not heard back yet.
The Colorado Republican Party is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado Supreme Court ruling removing former President Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot. Trump has not yet filed his appeal, but it's expected soon. The appeal means the state court's pause in the ruling, set to expire January 4th, will now be indefinitely extended until the U.S. Supreme Court announces whether it will take up the appeal. If the high court does, it will be extended until there's a final decision on the issue.
After a cross-burning incident in South Carolina, the NAACP and local leaders there are calling for a hate crimes bill in that state. Speakers urged others to join them in calling for a hate crimes bill to be enacted. They spoke in support of Sean and Monica Williams, the couple who said they'd been harassed by neighbors for years before someone burned a cross at their home. Some noted that South Carolina is one of just two states in the nation that don't have a hate crimes bill.
It is time. We are the 48th, we would be the 49th state in the union to pass such legislation. And if there ever was a time, the time is now.
And those neighbors of the Williams family are out on bond facing a harassment charge. The FBI is among the law enforcement agencies investigating that cross burning.
Well, cleanup is underway at the Roseboro Rescue and EMS station after a fire destroyed an ambulance inside that building. We first brought you this story as breaking news yesterday morning. The fire started about 11:30 Tuesday night at the facility on East Howard Street. When firefighters arrived, the truck was engulfed in flames and smoke was pouring from the building. We're told the fire started in the ambulance's engine compartment. The vehicle was plugged into a trickle-down power supply to keep it operational. Investigators are still trying to determine why the $450,000 truck and its equipment went up in flames.
Well, if your New Year's resolution is to quit smoking, Chatham County Health Department has a way to help. Free virtual classes will begin with an information session on January 3rd, followed by three meetings. All sessions will be virtual and led by a trained instructor. Participants will also receive 2 weeks worth of nicotine replacement patches. You can find details to register at the link on your screen. The deadline for it is tomorrow. A sweet snack to end the day. Chocolate is a favorite for many, but there could be a hidden risk in your nightly treat. Five on Your Side has new findings about heavy metals in chocolates that might alarm you.
Also, mortgage rates are on the decline, but the question is, will it continue in the new year? We ask real estate professionals in our area to find out.
As we check out our travel forecast over the next 4 to 5 days or so, we are looking good. Everything in the green, thankfully. We're going to go over, though, some areas that could be affected outside of North Carolina with some storm systems and a look at our New Year's holiday coming up.
Coming up on 8:15 right now on your Thursday morning, we've got that sweet week right in between Christmas and New Year's. Mild temperatures pretty much all around the state. A live look at Carolina Beach right here as the waves roll in on the shore. And we bring it back here to the Triangle all the way up to the Sandhills. Anthony Baglione of the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're enjoying these mild temperatures for this time of year, certainly, and stealing days on the golf season.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there as far as temperatures are concerned. We have the cloud cover out and about, but as far as where we should be for this time of year, we are already hitting that normal here this morning and only going up from there this afternoon. So, yes, lots of golfers out there enjoying. We have the flag kind of blown around just a little bit. It's a very comfortable start here, no matter what you are doing. If you still need to maybe take the dog out, go for a morning walk. You will have the cloud cover to deal with, but as far as any rain, any big storm systems, we just don't have that right now. We see where the clouds are coming in, though. You can see from South Carolina kind of streaming up in our direction. That will likely be with us here probably through lunchtime, even early this afternoon. But I do think we'll be able to call it partly cloudy. That's progress, right, as we head later on today. So we'll get some sunshine peeking through. 54 is where we sit in Raleigh and Durham. 48 has been our chilly spot in Southern Pines currently. 50 as you head toward Fayetteville. 50 right now in Clinton. Everyone relatively comfortable at 48, certainly could feel a little bit chilly. We go through the day itself, though, temperatures kind of stagnant a little bit there for the next couple of hours, but we go to about 60 degrees this afternoon. That is above our normal high for this time of year, so that just goes to show you we're kind of in a pretty mild air mass today. A look across the country, though, for any travel problems, kind of any additional systems that we're watching. Couple areas to tell you about. There's one in Chicago. That's kind of where we have some rainfall. And as you head toward New England, New York City, so probably Chicago, New York City could have some delays, cancellations in the air if you are headed in that direction. Otherwise, looking pretty good. New Orleans looking great. Sunshine there for today. We go into tomorrow, still very similar areas for us, potentially migrating down there to Memphis just a little bit for a snowflake or two. But as far as our forecast is concerned, we are looking great. A very festive night for us. There's WRAL First Night Raleigh. That's the forecast for you. 39 degrees right at midnight into 2024. We are at 37 degrees with no rainfall expected. Probably partly cloudy skies for us and then partly to mostly cloudy on New Year's Day itself. Temperatures still there mainly in the low to mid 50s. So once we get beyond today in the 60s, it's still very consistent. 50s for the majority of the forecast right there. 55 tomorrow, 50 on Saturday. We go to 55 on Sunday, the very first day there of 2024 at 54, Brett, into early next week.
We'll take a look at traffic now. Anthony, thank you. Appreciate that. And not really seeing anything out on the roadways. Had an earlier crash on 401 Lewisburg Road heading away from Raleigh. That's cleared. An earlier disabled vehicle on Millbrook Road. That's also cleared. But we do have one brand new crash that happened about 10 minutes ago on NC-55 southbound near New Hill Road. Not seeing any delays on the sensors on that crash either. Should be a minor one. We'll continue to keep an eye on it, though, and let you know if that changes. Here's I-40 at I-885, the Durham Freeway right there. Traffic flowing in both directions on I-40 right now. Not seeing any trouble spots across the board on 40 right now. We know that'll change later this afternoon whenever folks start to see those busier travel times heading home from the holidays.
Beth, thanks. A tractor-trailer driver in Texas is in custody after what you may call a slow-speed chase that led to hours-long standoff with police. It started when an officer saw the truck parked in the main lanes of I-10 in Houston. That incident shut down traffic in both directions. Now, when the officer pulled up behind the driver took off slowly, and officers joined the chase. The truck eventually came to a stop, but the driver refused to get out. Police say he appeared to be impaired or in some type of a haze and was revving the engine. A tactical team eventually pulled him out of that rig. Police don't know if he stole the truck or if he worked for that company.
Actor Danny Masterson's first mugshot has been released since he was transferred to state prison. He's that 70s show star who was found guilty in May of raping two women more than two decades ago. Masterson was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison following the guilty verdict. The sitcom star did not take the stand at either of his trials. He did repeatedly deny assaulting the women through statements made by his lawyer. Masterson is being held at the North Kern State Prison in California.
The former business partner of a YouTube mom charged with child abuse has agreed to testify against her as part of a plea deal. Jody Hildebrand pleaded guilty to four counts of aggravated child abuse in a Utah courtroom Wednesday. Hildebrand and Ruby Frank collaborated in a parenting advice YouTube page. The women were arrested in August after one of Frankie's children escaped Hildebrand's home and ran to a neighbor for help. Hildebrand is expected to be sentenced in February. Frank has also pleaded guilty.
New this morning, we've learned Republican Representative Lauren Boebert will switch congressional districts for next year's election. Boebert announced late last night that she would be running in Colorado's 4th congressional district next year. This comes after fellow Republican Representative Ken Buck announced he would not be seeking re-election. Last year, Boebert won the election after beating her Democratic opponent by fewer than 600 votes. Six other Republicans have already entered the primary race.
Well, some of the biggest social media companies made billions of dollars in ad revenue from minors. A new study from Harvard says users under 18 accounted for $11 billion in combined ad revenue in social media apps last year. Researchers looked at the number of minors on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Researchers say the results show a need for government regulation on sites that profit off ads tailored toward young users.
As holiday chocolate tins and hot cocoa fill your kitchen, you might have more chocolate than you know what to do with, and some of it may be toxic. Consumer Reports investigated the toxicity in chocolate. They tested 48 chocolate products and found the ones featuring dark chocolate were the most troublesome. There are no federal limits for the amount of lead and cadmium most foods can contain. Of the seven dark chocolate bars tested, five were above CR's levels for lead, cadmium, or both.
Now, this doesn't mean you have to quit chocolate cold turkey, but as in many other things in life, moderation is the key.
That's good news. You don't have to quit. None of the milk chocolate bars tested were over CR's limit for either heavy metal. And two chocolate chips, two cocoa powders, one brownie mix, and two cake mixes came back with lead levels over CR's limit. As for hot chocolate mixes, four of the six products tested exceeded CR's lead limit.
Well, good news looking ahead to 2024. Gasoline prices will drop for the second year in a row. That's according to projections from GasBuddy. The company predicts Americans will spend $32 billion less at the pump next year, with per gallon prices expected to average around $3.38.
Well, it is a season for reflecting on the last year and snuggling up and watching a movie, quite possibly. It's also the season for former President Barack Obama's annual favorite movie list. This year, Obama says his list has a little bias to it because three of the top movies he enjoyed in 2023 were produced by his production company, Higher Ground, the company he shares with his wife, Michelle. So he split the list in half with the movies he didn't produce on the bottom. Some that made the list were Oppenheimer, The Holdovers, and Air. And a recent release is Leave the World Behind, premiered on Netflix this month, and the Obamas were executive producers of that one. When I got to the end of that movie, Ken, watching it, first of all, the ending is, you know, mind-boggling.
Right?
It sticks close to the book, so that won't be a buzzkill for people who read the book, and it's not going to give anything away. But I saw the credits roll, and I saw the Obamas come up. I'm like, that's pretty cool, yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, when Julia Roberts is in a movie, she's usually likable. Well, in this movie,
yeah, a little different.
So people might be intrigued by that.
Kevin Bacon in it. I mean, yeah. it's all there.
Excellent. Well, national home prices are up 4.8% over last year. This comes as mortgage rates remain high, but they're now seeing a drop. Rates could come down even more next year. WRL talked with real estate professionals based in Raleigh. Surprisingly, they believe more people will move away from the area and more toward vacation destinations. They also expect to see less back and forth on home offers, with houses selling for near asking price. Well, her story gained popularity after being the subject of an HBO documentary and television series on Hulu. Today, Gypsy Rose Blanchard heading home.
Yes, she spent 8 years in prison, was sentenced to 10 for her role in a plot to kill her mother, and now fans want to see what is next for her story.
Also, an unbelievable story of rescue, how a man trapped in his car was able to survive more than 6 days drinking rainwater while he prayed for rescue.
Get into your car tuned to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. A mild start to your morning. Let's get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking our morning temperatures.
Yeah, Ken, really not feeling too bad at all. We're at 54 in Raleigh and Durham currently, 57 in Rocky Mount. Keep in mind, our normal for this time of year is about 53. So everyone early on this morning is already seeing those temperatures above our normal. 48, though, that's our chilly spot right now in Southern Pines. I anticipate temps warming up, though, right around 60 this afternoon. We do have the cloud cover with us. We should get some sunshine, though, peeking through. No big storm systems on the way for us. Could be some travel problems, though, up towards Chicago and New England here as we head into the holiday weekend. Brett?
Thanks, Anthony. Let's take a look at traffic. And we do have one main crash that we're continuing to follow down in the Holly Springs area. Really, all of our major routes looking good right now. The Beltline is all green, and coming in on I-40 from the Johnson County area, you're in the green as well. New Hill Road, though, on NC-55, that's the earlier crash that we're continuing to monitor. Not seeing any delays on the sensors. That's the good news right now. Not seeing any delays on really any sensor this morning, which is really good. 440 at Ridge Road, that is our, actually, this is going to be US 64 at Walnut Street. Got to update that sign there. But if you're coming in from the Apex area, we're looking good right now, Ken.
Hey, Brett, thanks. The man accused of stabbing a woman multiple times will appear in court this afternoon. James Hunt was arrested by Raleigh police as he tried to escape on a train at Union Station in Raleigh. He was still working to learn the condition of the woman who was attacked. VinFast electric cars officially on sale today in Cary. Leith VinFast dealership is the first in the state to sell the vehicles from the Vietnam-based manufacturer. VinFast is in the process of building a major manufacturing plant in Chatham County, expected to be completed in 2025. Next on Fox 50, preparing for heavy traffic as people head to their New Year's destinations. And up next on Today, Dax performs live in studio.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We definitely have some cloud cover out there for us this morning, but we're tracking some milder temperatures today and then cooler weather for the weekend. We'll talk about when it arrives coming up.
A man suspected in a Raleigh stabbing is caught after a six-hour search. His court appearance is scheduled this afternoon.
And it will be a busy day on the road for those holiday travelers heading to their New Year's Eve destinations and celebrations. When you'll want to get on the roads to avoid slowdowns today, that's very important info.
Really, right in between, in that tweener period, you know, when folks are coming home from holiday travel from Christmas and trying to get on the road for New Year's. Yeah. Hey. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Ken Smith. Let's go to the meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. The golfers in Pinehurst got it right.
They're enjoying, yeah, lots of people out there out and about right now. The only real concern we have right now is just the cloud cover, and it's, of course, not doing much, so people enjoying the comfortable temperatures. A little bit of a breeze right there, you can see, but not too bad for us this morning as we take that that live. A beautiful shot there at Pinehurst. The cloud cover, though, continues to be with us. It filters in from the south and west right there. There's a little bit of a back edge as you get closer to the mountains. It's going to take us a little bit of time before that gets here. So we'll call it partly to mostly cloudy, being the mostly cloudy part this morning. We go through Futurecast. It's doing a pretty good job of showing just cloud cover here the next couple of hours. By the time we get after lunchtime into early this afternoon, that's when we should start to break this up. This model, for instance, you see that one little raindrop showing up right there. We are not expecting any rainfall today. It's picking up on some of that lower level moisture showing up this morning. We're at 54 currently Raleigh-Durham, 50 in Fayetteville, 48 our chilly spot Southern Pines. Everyone warms up though this afternoon into the very comfortable low 60s. Again, we should get some sunshine, Brett, back in the forecast.
Thanks, Anthony. Let's take a look at traffic. We are monitoring a couple of things. This is an earlier crash on 401 Lewisburg Road near Perry Creek Road. It's a hit-and-run investigation, but it shouldn't be causing any major delays. It's northbound, heading away from the Raleigh area. Around the rest of the triangle, though, most of our sensors are in the green. NC-55 southbound near New Hill Road. We're not seeing any delays on the sensors in that area. Taking a look back over there at that 401 spot, not seeing any delays. It's all green, which is really good news. This is 540 at US 70 Glenwood Avenue. That's the look right there near the Briar Creek area, and not seeing any delays on the sensors there, but really free flow and traffic in both directions all morning long so far. We'll let you know if anything changes.
The man accused of stabbing a woman several times and then trying to hop a train out of Raleigh will appear in court today. Police arrested this man, James Hunt, after looking for him for hours after the attack. WRL's Kelsey Coffey brings us the latest on this case from the Wake County Courthouse.
This is quite a story. So a man stabs a woman, then that woman's niece finds the man who she thinks did it, and he's trying to escape on a train. That's what a Union Station employee says happened yesterday, and that man, the suspect, James Hunt, will appear here in court later today. Hunt was arrested at Union Station last night. Police searched for him for almost 6 hours. Police responded to a stabbing on Millbrook Road around 1 o'clock yesterday. A woman was there suffering from serious injuries. Union Station is just 8 miles away from there, and that's when Shayna Christopher comes in. She says she was directing traffic at Union Station when something out of the ordinary happened. A woman was pleading for help to stop a train. She told Christopher a man on board stabbed her aunt multiple times.
I took off running up through here and alerted the train guys back there that, you know, came radio out there. And that's when they stopped it. And I brought her up there and she gave the name and everything like that. And they radioed it and stopped the train. Then the cops come flying in.
We're working to confirm that victim's name and get an update on her condition. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Cary police say a man was shot at after he followed suspected car thieves last night. This happened in Larned Loop. That's where police say individuals were seen going through multiple cars. A neighbor saw them and followed the group in his car to the intersection of Singh Lane and Cary Parkway. Now, when the group realized they were being followed, they shot at that neighbor and drove off. Nobody was hurt and no arrests have been made. Police are still investigating this morning.
Well, today's expected to be a very busy travel day on the roads as people head home from holiday destinations, also traveling to get to those New Year's Eve destinations. Best time to hit the road will be before lunchtime or after 8 p.m. So the worst time to travel is right in that window from 2 p.m. or so to 8 p.m. So if you can get out early, do that. If you plan to fly today, you want to check in to see if your flight is on time. Right now, the delays have bumped up at RDU from the last half hour we checked. 19 delays now. Still no cancellations, so that's a good thing. It has been a busy week so far at the airport with the delays stacking up every day. That's why we're keeping tabs on it for you. After ice and blizzards hit the central U.S. this week, we're expecting more travel trouble today as that moves east because that system is headed in that direction after slamming the plains with a winter blast. Crews are still working to repair power in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. Some people there may not have their power on until this weekend. Colorado is also getting hit with winter weather, making road travel there dangerous. VinFast electric cars have made their way from Vietnam to Cary. Right now, Leith VinFast has vehicles in its lot, and they'll go on sale today. The dealership is the first in the state to sell VinFast vehicles and the first non-factory-owned dealership in the entire country. Right now, they have two models of the VF8, an Echo model and a Plus model. The major VinFast manufacturing plant in Chatham County you hear us talking about is expected to produce 150,000 vehicles each year after it's completed in 2025. This dealership in Cary will also offer any repairs, maintenance, or parts needed for VinFast vehicles.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we're following reports of a police presence in Fayetteville. I want to show you pictures of the scene here. This is near Fordham Drive and Village Drive. Officers that we spoke to on scene say that nobody was shot, but they would not elaborate. They would not tell us what was going on. They just said this was an ongoing investigation. So we're trying to understand what is happening here. Again, this is near Fordham Drive and Village Drive. As soon as we learn anything, we'll bring it to you right here on WRAL.
The head of AMC Theaters will be meeting with a well-known local civil rights leader. That's because of a recorded incident at the Greenville Movie Theater on Tuesday. Bishop William Barber says he brought his elderly mother to see the movie The Color Purple. Minutes later, police escorted him out because he brought his own chair that he says was his ADA device. Reverend Barber has arthritis and uses canes to walk. The taller chair he brought helps him sit with less pain. But an AMC employee told Barber only wheelchairs are approved for the area.
This is just about how we treat, how we say to disabled folk, there's no room in the inn if you don't come a certain way.
AMC sent WRAL a statement addressing what happened and with an apology. The company wrote, quote, AMC welcomes guests with disabilities. We have a number of accommodations in place at our theaters at all times, and our theater team works hard to accommodate guests who have needs that fall outside of the normal course of business.
Cape Fear Valley Health is updating its masking policy due to the rise in flu, RSV, and COVID cases. Starting today, all patients and visitors in the emergency departments will be required to wear a mask. Visitors will not be allowed in the adult ER waiting room unless the patient is 65 or older. During this season of giving, thousands of dollars worth of equipment and tools were taken, stolen from several Raleigh businesses over the holiday weekend. Surveillance video shows the thief and a driver showed up several times to steal out of vans. Those vans belong to Care Services, a home restoration business on Atlantic Avenue. The business owner says they were likely left unlocked. Employees at neighboring businesses also said they've had items stolen from the parking lot recently.
Why from a small business? Like, it's not like we're rolling in money here. Like, we're all just trying to, you know, provide for our families. And, you know, you're hitting the little guy.
Well, now he says he'll be locking up his trucks and ramping up security in hopes a new year will bring better luck. And Raleigh police say they are currently investigating this incident.
We're hearing from the attorney of the former head football coach at St. Augustine's University. Art Fagans filed a lawsuit against the university this week. Now, in that lawsuit, Fagans said he was told to keep his mouth shut when he raised concerns to the university's leadership. When he was let go, Fagan shared a letter from the university which dismissed him for playing a player who was ineligible. Fagan says the university overestimated how much the players were on the field. He believes his firing came because he spoke up and says he was intimidated into silence.
Just simple things as players' laundry and getting reimbursed for certain things, not having a certificate of insurance for coverage.
Earlier this month, former university president Christine McPhail filed a lawsuit against St. Augs. She, too, was fired. The university also lost accreditation this month. We've reached out to St. Augs. The university has declined to comment on the lawsuit.
Powerball jackpot is climbing. No one matched all the numbers, so that means Saturday night's jackpot is now worth $760 million. Someone in North Carolina did win $50,000. The winning numbers, 4, 11, 38, 51, 68. The Powerball is 5. The multiplier is 3. Good luck.
Well, after weeks of anticipation, fans of Gypsy Rose Blanchard anxiously awaiting her release from prison, which came early this morning. Her true crime story is the subject of an HBO documentary and the inspiration for a hit television series. Now fans wait to see what's next for Gypsy Rose.
Plus, the Tar Heels find themselves in the Mayo Bowl for the second time. It wasn't a Mayo bath for Coach Mack Brown, but a member of the WRAL team didn't miss out on the opportunity.
Also want to give you a live look at the DBAP in Durham this morning. Those clouds still clear out this morning, will they? Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with a weather update just ahead. Good morning at 8:44. Pleasant good morning to our viewers down there in Anger. Like many of us, you're waking up to a cloudy morning, but mild temperatures, albeit. Let's go over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione at the WRA Severe Weather Center, tracking how our day is shaping up.
Yeah, Ken, certainly starting off calm for us, but we do have that cloud cover that's been out and about. Temperatures actually about where we should be for this time of year. And then we continue to climb here as we head into this afternoon. Let's show you, though, what's going on here currently. Here's a live look, our Apex camera. Beautiful shot right there. You can see it's still festive looking. All the roads are nice and dry, maybe just a touch damp in some spots across our viewing area. For the most part, though, you should have no issues as you're headed out this morning. We have the cloud cover in place and some breaking of that back toward the mountains. Johnson City, Asheville, that will try and approach our area as we head into this afternoon. What I will say is it's likely going to be more clouds this morning and then maybe partly cloudy skies into this afternoon. Other than that, very calm for us, some comfortable temperatures on the whole. We go through the day itself. There's Featurecast advertising kind of that cloud cover getting out of here. It's trying to pick up on a light sprinkle. We are going to be dry today. What that's doing is it's kind of catching some fog, some low cloud cover like we've seen out there this morning in some spots, and that's saying, oh, we could see some rainfall, but that's kind of the gist with Featurecast picking that up. We should not see anything today. We're at 54 currently, Raleigh, 57 in Rocky Mount. Good morning to both of you, 53 in South Hill. Low 50s down to the south. We should start to warm up here if we get some sunshine. That will help us go a little bit faster, but nonetheless, right about 60 for us is a high. 49 into this evening if you're still headed out and about just enjoying your Thursday evening. That's what we're looking at. We plan ahead, though, to the holiday weekend. Let's talk about that forecast and what we're expecting. Of course, lots of activities going on. One of the important ones, too, WRAL's first night in Raleigh. Lots of the children's activities go earlier, so during the day itself, you should still be okay. The acorn drop, everything like that, right about 7 o'clock. Let's say temperatures right about, we'll split the difference there, about 45 here is what we're expecting. We go later on in the evening, right about midnight, we're at 39, 37 as we head into the first couple of hours of 2024, and we continue that trend into the day itself of it being calm, very seasonable. Temperatures right about 56 there New Year's Day. You notice the cloud cover, though. We could see, like we're seeing out there this morning, some more cloud cover into New Year's Day. But if that's the only kind of negative, if you will, that we get, I think we're looking pretty good overall. We're at 55 on our Friday, 50 degrees on Saturday, 55 there for New Year's Eve on Sunday, 54 Monday. And then temperatures continue to be in the low to mid 50s here for most of next week, guys. So looking pretty good. A calm holiday on the way.
Anthony, thanks. In West Virginia, a man accused of stabbing four people is in custody. According to police, 37-year-old Percy Woody is now charged in this case. Police say Woody was employed at a McDonald's in Charleston and is accused of injuring two co-workers and a customer with a sharp object yesterday. He then stabbed a fourth person outside a nearby home before he was arrested. Police say all of the victims are expected to be okay. Now, back in 2018, Woody was accused of stabbing a man multiple times, and in 2019, he was charged with injuring a man with a box cutter. Woody was sentenced in 2020 to up to 3 years in prison with credit for time served.
Gypsy Blanchard was released from prison early this morning. She's the Missouri woman who conspired to kill her abusive mother after being forced for years to pretend she was disabled. Now, you may remember her story from the HBO documentary Mommy Dead and Dearest or the Hulu show The Act. 32-year-old has been serving a 10-year sentence in Missouri prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder in the 2015 death of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard. Dee Dee forced her daughter to undergo at least 30 unnecessary medical procedures as part of a fraud scheme. Gypsy's boyfriend, Nicholas Godjohn, also was convicted of stabbing Dee Dee to death. Gypsy Blanchard testified at his trial that she talked him into murdering her mom because she thought that was the only way out.
We want you to take a look at this. A driver had to be rescued in Florida from an 18-wheeler dangling over an overpass. This happened in Palm County over the weekend. Reports say the driver lost control of the truck before crashing. Now, firefighters used a truck ladder to reach the cab of that rig with the driver still inside. And once they got to the man, they were able to get him out. The driver was taken to the hospital with no serious injuries.
If you're a parent in North Carolina, you've likely experienced the fear of trying to get your child into a quality, affordable daycare. There are long waiting lists in many counties all across our state, but a new child care facility in Rocky Mount is working to combat this. Kids Academy and Child Care Center is looking for infants to children age 12 to fill 35 spots. The owner tells WRAL he's coming out of retirement to fulfill his lifelong dream.
I know people when they go to work, they think about their children. the safety of their children. And I wanted the place so when people go to work, they know their children will be safe. At Kids Academy, they would be safe.
Roy Dawson tells us the biggest challenge he's facing is a shortage of teachers to staff the center. So if you're interested in applying for a position or enrolling a student, we have information on WRL.com on how you can do that.
Now to an incredible story of survival out of Indiana. A man trapped in his pickup truck was finally rescued after 6 days thanks to a couple of fishermen who came across that truck by chance. The two men were scouting for fishing holes along a creek when they spotted something under the overpass. They say they walked up and found 27-year-old Matthew Room pinned inside that pickup truck. Police say the truck narrowly missed a guardrail, went airborne, and likely rolled around a bit, ending up on the side of that creek.
So I woke him up and he turned around. He looked right at me with his eyes wide open, like the biggest relief you've ever seen on a person, like saying, are you real? You know, and yeah, we're right here.
Mercifully, they had a lot of rain in the area, so Rim drank rainwater to survive. Right now, he's in the hospital in critical condition.
That's pretty amazing. UNC and Duke's Mayo Bowl do not go well together. It's the second time Carolina's played in that bowl since 2021. The result was pretty much the same. In the end, West Virginia defeated the Tar Heels 30-10. The score may have been a bit overshadowed by the game's iconic tradition afterwards when Mountaineers head coach Neil Brown got the victory Mayo bath there. WRL's Pat Welter and Chris Lee couldn't leave Charlotte without a little Mayo bath themselves.
And you know what, Chris? I just can't leave Charlotte without at least tasting a Mayo Bowl victory.
Well, you can have the bath yourself, Pat. I mean, I think this works out. It's good for your hair. It exfoliates your skin. Like, it looks good.
Oh, my God.
How does that taste?
Twangy.
Tastes like Chris Lee's going to get a dry cleaning bill from Pat Welter.
I don't even know if Mrs. Welter allowed him in the house when he got back to Raleigh. They're out of control.
And no fries to sop it up with.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Big fan. NC State and Kansas State face off in the Pop-Tarts Bowl today. Casey Hintz is in Orlando. She'll have coverage throughout the day today. And by the way, Casey admitted she'd never had a Pop-Tart until now.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's a good one.
An iconic weather-related movie is the inspiration for a standalone spinoff, and new music is in the works for a pop sensation. David Daniel has more in today's Hollywood Minute.
Let's get it ready! Let's
Why can't we spend a normal day together?
Brace for more Twisters. The 1996 action hit Twister is the basis for what Warner Brothers is hoping will be a new franchise. Star Glenn Powell tells Vogue, Twisters is not a reboot or a remake, but an original standalone story. Daisy Edgar Jones also stars. Twisters is due out July 19th.
Let's go! Come on!
A late Christmas present from Ariana Grande to her fans. The singer posted a series of photos on Instagram Wednesday, indicating she'll be dropping a new album in 2024. The caption, see you next year.
Princess Leia!
Fans remembered Carrie Fisher on the 7th anniversary of her death, including her daughter. Actress Billy Lord posted on social media, every anniversary brings a different iteration of my grief. I miss her every day, but the cliche is also true. She is with me every day. She infuses my joyful moments with even more joy. As I tell my son, she lives in the stars, and she damn sure makes my life sparkle. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Well, rewards programs based on miles are coming to an end for several airlines. Starting next year, some U.S.-based airlines will start rewarding customers for how much they spend rather than how many miles they fly. Delta Airlines is one of the last major airlines to move to dollar-based programs, while smaller companies such as Alaska Air, Frontier, and Hawaiian Airlines will still offer rewards for miles flown. Travel experts say airlines have decided dollar-based rewards are a better indicator of loyalty. Well, travelers flying through Portland's International Airport are finding stress relief from a pair of therapy llamas. Benny and Prince are from a local nonprofit, putting a smile in the faces of tired flyers. The two have become a hit for TikTok as people give them hugs and kisses while stopping to take pictures. More local news just ahead.